never happens. Hey guys, it's Ashlyn.
I'm Jana. Welcome back to Plotted.
Yes. This week we have some very interesting movies, yes.
Yeah.
But the first one we'll talk about is Practical Magic, which I grew up on. It's like my most favorite witch movie. I think it's amazing. Sandra Bullock's in it. If you haven't seen it, please pause now, go watch it, and then come back
because
it's amazing.
I've never seen it before, so this was fun.
Yes. So, so spoilers from here on out. You could describe the plot in, like, three words, what would you describe it as?
Put me on the spot.
Yes.
Magic, murder, madness.
Oh my gosh, it's so good!
Three M's.
It's very true. Yeah, no, this movie's really just about, like, it's almost kind of like Frozen, because it really focuses on sisterly love.
And one of them is a ginger.
And one of them is brunette, even though, I mean...
I was trying to make a parallel with Frozen.
Yeah, Elsa's not a brunette, but we can pretend she's a wand. But, So this movie does really good in that. But it also does have love interest. It's, like, based, I think, in the... It's either the 90s or the early 2000s. I'm not really sure which. I'm pretty sure it's, like, the 90s.
But with the clothes they're wearing, you could say it was 2020.
Yeah, honestly.
Because all of it comes back.
If you want any inspiration, come watch this movie. Do not take the decor from, like, what, Jimmy, Angelo?
Angelove.
So, like, if you read it, it's Angel Love, but they just shorten it to
Angelove.
Exactly. We see what you did, writers. You thought you were witty, but we saw you. So, getting into the characters a little bit, it really is focused on these two girls who kind of grew up as witches. One of them is desperate to fall in love, one of them is not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, it really just kind of focuses on their love life and how they both deal with love, which is mostly...
It's kind of like a rom-com, but, like, with magic and murder.
Yeah, so the whole murder comes in. It's because they killed Jimmy Angelove. Which, I mean, I would have too.
It freaking reminds me of Vampire Academy. Dmitri Belukov.
That is Dmitri. It's just they didn't, you know, this is his complete
Bulgarian
character.
Dmitri's Russian.
It's very close.
They're literally like, just throw in a man with an accent.
The Bulgarians are going to hate us for saying that. They're like,
it's not close.
It's close enough for us guys. We're on the other side of the
world. Americans. It's fine.
Yes.
No, I really like the character dynamics and, like, the yin-yang relationship the sisters had.
Mm-hmm. And I really like how the story explores both of their different ideas of love.
Yeah.
Because Gilly definitely has the redhead. She definitely, her whole idea of love and probably why it didn't work out is because she was kind of obsessed with lust more than love.
Mm-hmm.
And that just led to a very abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Which seemed like picture perfect. It's kind of like what all the girls want with their vampire romances.
Yes.
This is what happens.
It's like, ladies, we love to read about it, but we don't want to live it.
We don't want to live it because it just turns out to be a Tamlin situation. If you haven't read
Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yes, then you should stop us now and then go read it and then come back.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, it's like you love to read that kind of mysterious romance with the mysterious guy you meet on vacation, but, I mean...
And he, like, sweeps you off your feet, and you're, like, super attracted to each other and obsessed with each other.
But you ignore the red flags.
Yeah, and you kind of just kind of get into your own little bubble of, like, we love each other, but we don't do anything else but love each other.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, and then you have the other sister who's kind of pushed to fall in love because she has under a love
spell. I'm kind of better about that.
Yeah, go on, explain.
Because, I mean, why would you put a spell on someone to fall in love, but then be like, oh, we didn't know you'd actually fall in love with him?
That's very true. Maybe they were kind of thinking that it would be like a one night stand sort of thing. She's like,
maybe.
Well, maybe, I don't know. In my brain, I'm thinking maybe she just never had a relationship before. And they're like, finally, you can like a guy. And it's like, no, too far. But I totally get it. Because it's like, why would you push someone to be infatuated with someone and not expect them to fall in love? Especially, they had kids.
Yeah.
At that point, you didn't think she loved him?
I know. I was like, are you what? No.
It's like the answer, like, our bad. From the deepest bottom of my heart, my bad.
Mea culpa. Let's move on.
Yeah, I was like, and also I feel really bad for the guy because he also had a love spell on him and he just kind of rode with it and then he died.
Man, that I felt like that was cruel and unusual.
This is why the town don't like them.
Yeah.
But and about the town, I did like that whole dynamic between them and the town, the fact that everyone knew they were witches. And they all hated them, but no one, like, did anything about it.
Yeah, there's like, witches. Like, all right, on with our daily life.
I feel like this is whenever, because I grew up near a haunted house. And I feel like maybe that was kind of us, because we're like, we all know that's, like, super haunted. And, like, the whole world knows it's haunted. Mm-hmm. But, like, we're like, it's fine, though.
It's fine. They're our neighbors.
Just don't go summon spirits. We're fine.
Right. I know. The entire time we watched this movie, I would look at Ashlyn and be like, look, we grew up in, like, voodoo country.
Yeah.
So we know not to mess with this stuff.
Yeah, because they killed Jimmy, and they're like, let's bring him back to life. I was like, we know that's rule number one. You don't mess with the dead.
They're dead.
But we also grew up in, like, the voodoo country south. So whenever the guy died, we're all like, oh, yeah, you got rid of the problem. And they're like, oh, no, what if we get caught? And it's like, bring him to the swamp.
I know.
Like, there's ways to get rid of this. This isn't the problem.
We're a little too southern.
Yeah, we really are. Because I was like, because your first reaction, I was waiting to be like, oh, no, they killed someone. And I was like, good.
Well, he was trying to, like, assault her and murder her and brand her face. I was like, we gotta get rid of this man.
It's like, murder. Good. Next step. And they're like freaking out. Dude's like, I don't see the problem.
I know. Not in real life, but in the movie.
You're like, this is good. We did good.
We get rid of him. We put him in swamp. Problem solved.
And I really do like how this movie, though, it really does talk about, like, mental illness, too.
Yeah.
Like, it really, like, it does really well with that. And also talking about, like, abusive relationships. Like, this, it touches, it's very, like, magical and, like, I guess unrealistic because it's witches.
Oh, yeah.
But it really does touch on those subjects. And honestly, I feel like they did a lot and fit it into, like, a short movie.
They did. At points, though, I would say it was a lot because my head was kind of like, okay, keep up with the pancake flipping and the eyes and the letters. And
oh, that's true. You know. I was definitely telling Jana as they were going along, I was like, okay, well, this is important because of this. I did. Right. I watched this movie my whole life, and every time I watch it, I find something new.
Yeah.
Which could be a bad thing.
I mean, yeah, you could go either way, but it's definitely a movie you can rewatch and still be entertained.
Yeah.
So I would say it's still good.
Yeah, I would say that. No, it's definitely, I love it, mm-hmm. but I could definitely see why it could be confusing, because it doesn't really explain it as thoroughly as it could.
Yeah.
I wonder if this was, I'm pretty sure this was a book before it was a movie.
I'll have to check.
Because it seems like a very booky thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, fun update, if you listen to our Vampire Academy podcast, I talked about there might be a graphic novel out there.
There is.
I found it at my library and I'm reading it and I'm taking like snapshots. Maybe I'll post them on our Instagram.
You really should because there was a lot of stuff explained. Like, I only saw a couple of them that you sent me and Jesus, I was like, this would have made a lot
and
more
that's,
sense.
I'm only halfway through.
Yeah.
And there's I got two of them, so I have the second book.
Oh, yeah. So it's the first book's a whole graphic novel?
Right. I mean, it's a book, but, like, they split the original trilogy into three graphic novels.
Oh.
So I'm going to read through them and find out things.
Yes. Definitely keep me in the loop. I want to know.
But I'll have to look up Practical Magic.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know if it's a book, but I would think so. Just because of how many plot points there were. Like, it was, like, their whole childhood, and then it was the murder, and then, like, her being depressed, the murder, it was just a lot of stuff, but it was also very well coordinated together.
Oh, yeah.
And I also, there was a lot of stuff happening that I feel like you could have figured out in her head. Like, there was other stuff, too, that happened that I didn't tell you about, because I was like, you think I'm gonna catch it, you're not gonna catch it. Because the whole point, because I think
I'll have to rewatch it.
Yeah, because I think the spell that she cast for the person she was supposed to fall in love with, I think she put it in there that she couldn't lie to him. So that's why she was being weird.
That makes so much sense.
Well, yeah, but the thing is I didn't catch that until, like, way later. So I was like, it's okay if you don't catch that, because, like, right. I actually think my sister told me about that.
No, there's a lot of characters. I mean, I want to make the point in saying, like, in our old episode, we talked about how overwhelming old was to the point that it wasn't really enjoyable.
Yes.
But this movie, does it so well because the plot points are well orchestrated and connect, but also mm-hmm. because you love the characters.
The characters, right. Exactly.
I mean, the characters are like the driving factor.
Yes, the ants were a better version of Sabrina.
Oh my gosh, the entire time me and Ashley were like, okay, if we're still single when we're like 40 or 50, we're definitely moving into an old Victorian house somewhere.
Yes, and we're gonna be witches.
Be mysterious old ladies.
We're gonna be the, like, what do they call them? Not the widows, but the spinsters.
Crones.
Yes. We're just gonna wear like really showy, not showy.
I was about to say, oh my gosh!
I was thinking like dramatic theater like gowns,
Victorian gowns,
and we're just gonna walk around town and with a little
parasol.
Yes,
we come from Crimson Peak.
Now, like we came from Louisiana, and we'll just make our accents a little bit stronger. We had to go into like New England or something.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, and open a bookstore.
Yes, yes,
we would fit this so well.
If some of our friends are still single when they're 40 or 50, they will come join us.
That's called a coven.
I thought you were about to say a gang, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Listen. Marnie, and no, I'm just kidding.
Tell no one.
Tell no one.
My voice is still so sore.
Oh, yes. Jana has been,
I've been working at a haunted house over the last few weekends because I like money.
Yes.
And it's fun scaring people, but oh my gosh, my body and my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking dead.
We should do like a little excerpt where you tell them all.
Bonus.
Yes, like a bonus. Yeah. Where you tell them the weird stuff they tell you.
I have a TikTok. I need to upload that stuff to my TikTok and be like, this is the weird things I've seen in the haunted house.
This is the weird things I've seen. You can't go back.
Right. After you've scared someone for 3 nights in a row, you learn things.
What if you run into these people on the street, Jana?
Okay, the best thing, this is a total tangent. The best thing was the last 2 nights I worked was flashlight night, so it was pitch black. So I literally could not tell you who came through because I couldn't see them faces.
I would definitely look for these people and I would scare them again.
Oh my gosh. They wouldn't know who I was. I was wearing a mask.
That's probably true.
But yeah, practical magic.
But back to practical magic.
I love the ants. I think that's one of the reasons I stopped watching the Netflix Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, there are way too many Hail Satans in there for me to be comfortable with it. But also, like... The ants were so much fun in the old original Sabrina.
Yes, and they had their own subplot and they were funny and quirky.
Right, but then in the new Sabrina, it's like, we are edgy. We're emo.
Not that hardcore. Except for the one
Zelda.
Ant. Yeah, Zelda, they made her look stupid. Yeah. No, not Zelda, the other one.
Oh, I don't remember the other one's name.
It's not Zelda, but we all know it's not Zelda, it's the other one. I forgot what her name was. Exactly.
That's how much the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina stuck with us.
But it's the other girl. The other aunt is supposed to be the cool aunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's more hip. I know that sounds bad. I don't know.
I am cool and groovy with the times.
Exactly. And that's what her whole role is. And Zelda's supposed to be the nerd.
Oh.
And in this one, it's switched. Yeah. So, like, the other aunt is, like, flowery and stupid. And the other aunt is, like, the, I don't know. Prophetess.
I don't know. Oracle.
The priestess.
I don't know. Yeah.
And that's not how it was in the old one.
Right.
Though I did rewatch the old Sabrina Teenage Witch, and it's actually a lot cornier than I remember.
I mean, yeah, but that's why I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So in this one, it's also funny because they just kind of play around. They totally embrace their witchiness.
Mm-hmm.
They're like completely okay with it. And then they even have one scene where they're like, okay, we're gonna bring them to the. So y'all can do y'all's thing. We're gonna bring them to the like
the moon ritual thing.
Yeah, and then they're like, no, dancing naked under the moon. They're like, it's totally optional.
Oh, it was so fun. Like the jokes in this movie are so funny.
Yeah,
and it's an old movie and it still holds up.
It really does. Oh yeah, I think you could watch it now and it would just look like a movie made now. Except for Sandra Bullock, like we all know.
Like Sandra Bullock's iconic. She's so relatable. And like
and
every
the
movie
acting
I've watched,
in this movie
yeah.
is amazing.
Like for. Like, honest, I mean, it is a pretty cheap-looking movie.
It's a combination of the time and budget. It looks very Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably why I like Gilmore Girls when I started watching
it. But I think it's a great mix of, like, you know, that kind of dark side of magic. Like, obviously, they literally murdered a man and brought him back to life.
Yeah, and he was definitely, like, a zombie snake.
Yeah, possession.
Crocodile thing.
It was gross.
Yeah.
But then it's also that lighter, like... Don't dance under the moon naked, like,
yeah.
jokey type of thing.
Or it's like, we have to go, we're representing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then also it has the whole, like, I also like it kind of everyone knows. I think that what it does different than everything else or any other show is that everyone knows that they're witches.
Oh, yeah.
And they treat them accordingly.
It plays into it so well because at first you're like, oh, they're just a bunch of bullies. But then once they need, like, all the women for the exorcism circle.
Yes.
They call all the town people up and they're like, yes! Finally, they have accepted their role in the town.
Yeah, and it's almost like they're all secretly jealous because they all want to be witches and that's why they're mad.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, this is exactly how jealousy works.
Just the fact that they expel the evil spirit and then the lady goes, do you think this would work on my ex-husband? I died.
Oh my god, yes. Or, and I also like too how they hinted that the aunts helped everyone in the town because everyone like shunned them.
Yeah.
But everyone would come to them for problems, like that girl that wanted her husband to be obsessed with her.
Right.
And then she like stabbed a dove.
Yeah.
And we're like,
This movie's also good about showing different forms of love, and I think you touched on this.
Yes.
Because like we have Gilly, who had like the pure lust.
Yes.
And then Sally, who actually found true love but then lost it, so then she's going through like this mournful period.
Yeah, she becomes very, very depressed.
Right, yeah, and then like toxic ex-boyfriends, all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really good at showing all these different forms of love.
Exactly, and I really would say the main point of this movie, well, there's like two or three. Well, also maybe like many different forms of love. There's like family, sisters, romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
Lust, it just shows a lot of, it really dives deep in that sort of emotion.
Right, and I love,
I love love.
I love that in the end, it's their sisterly bond that, like, saves them. I was like, Frozen copied this movie!
Yes, it did, and no one knows. Practical Magic is amazing.
I think they made, like, a new remake of Practical Magic. It didn't, no, they didn't. That's The Craft. Never mind.
Yeah. I would say the one thing I still am is the boy made perfectly for that girl.
Yeah.
That really, I mean, I watch it and I accept it, like, it's great, whatever, and I get that it was the spell. I don't know. It seems too convenient.
Yeah. Is it because it hasn't happened in our lives? Maybe. We're a little bit jelly.
Yeah, and mostly because it's like, I feel like I have wished for the perfect guy, and I was pretty clear what that consisted of.
Oh my gosh.
And then that happened.
So, as we're watching the movie, it made me think, I literally, probably somewhere in my parents' house, there is a notebook where I have written every quality I want in a guy.
Yes.
I don't know where the notebook is. I would love to find it and read it, but it was like, I was like at church. I guess I was in middle school and they're like, okay, write down all the qualities you want in a like guy to like teach us about like healthy traits, and which was great. But I need to find that list.
You really do.
Because I feel like I probably just based it off one of my like fictional crushes.
Oh my God. We had to figure out what fictional crush it is.
Oh, I already know.
What was
Hands
it?
Down. This is so embarrassing.
That's okay. I'll tell you what my crush was.
So, I have an obsession with animated men. I don't... Disney.
That's okay.
Freaking Disney. I have had the biggest crush on, like, Batman and Robin since I can remember.
That's understandable.
That was my freaking sexual awakening.
Oh, no.
I don't know why, but it was... Okay, so my top one is Tim Drake. He's my favorite Robin.
Mm-hmm.
I have a crush on that boy. And Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jason Todd.
I'm trying to think of, like...
That's fun. I got made fun of that for so long, and now I'm on TikTok, and everyone's like, I was in love with the dragon from Shrek. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's like everyone else... I know whenever you go on TikTok and you realize that everyone had the same obsessions that you did, and no one just admitted to it.
Right. I was like, we were all freaks in high school, but we could have bonded.
But no, we were too in our feelings.
I know, we were too like, no one understands me.
Whenever I was younger, I didn't really like Simba, but we talked about this the other day.
Yeah, Kovu.
Kovu, oh my god, I loved him.
Ashlyn's a fur.
No!
I'm kidding.
Whenever I was a kid, though, I really did love him, and I was like, he's just misunderstood, and that is where my whole love for brooding, guys that were villains when it came back.
Oh, Loki. Oh my gosh. Everything makes sense now.
It really does. Like all the books I read, there's always the darker character guy that's always brooding in the corner, and I'm like, oh, I feel so much for him. I blame Kovu.
Lion King 2.
His fault. My sister made me feel, helped me figure that out too.
Oh my gosh.
Because it was coming out with like my first crush versus now.
Yeah.
And everyone had like the animated things. And Heather looked at me. I was like, I don't know what mine is. She was like, it's Kovu. I'm like, Jesus.
It's like, we know.
you know it's bad when your older sister
right.
was like,
Oh my gosh. No, fictional men. Superior. Men. Yep. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. You have a lot to live up to. Kobu's
right, big. Right. But no, I guarantee that positive. Notebook is literally just like the Red Robin comic book run of Tim Drake to a T.
Mm-hmm.
That's still what I want. I'm not kidding.
I don't even know. I think my old diaries was like me plotting. Oh, I tried to make...
Wait, plotting a book or plotting...
Both.
Okay.
What I did... You remember that movie that came out in Disney where this girl made this fictional... world, or like wrote a book about it, all the people in our class.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
Yeah, I tried.
We need to watch that one.
I know, it was good. I tried doing that and I found it once and I was like, oh no.
Oh! Okay, but I do that for my work though. Like I have a Google file where I just write down things and everyone has different names because so many crazy things happen in my work. I'm like, I have to document this.
Oh, there you go. I think one time I made like, maybe I was younger. I really think it was three of the girls I used to hang out with whenever I was like, I don't know, 8. And I made them all like fairy princesses or something like that.
Yeah.
It would always start, but it would never end.
Right. Because life just goes on.
It really does.
There's lots of document there.
I know. I have, like, random diary entries from, like, random years. Cause I'm like, I'm going to write a diary. Did, like, 3 days and never did it again.
I still do that.
Oh, I have one lying around here somewhere.
I'm sure we do because we're writers, so everyone just gets you notebooks.
Mostly because...
For birthdays. And I'm okay with that. Notebooks are pretty.
Well, also because, like... Because I'm, like, obsessed with, like, historians and stuff. And I'm like, someone's going to find my notebook. And it's going to be part of this, like, museum one day.
I mean, honestly, like, 2020, 2021.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we just lived through a really crazy historical period. We're still.
Oh, my God.
Still friggin' trekking through it.
We need to stop. Like, we need to. I want to live normally, please. And why does this happen in our 20s?
I don't know.
I'm upset.
The universe is like. Don't have fun.
I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go out and
go to Europe.
And go to Europe. And then they're like, no, stay inside.
Everyone's closed. And you're yeah. like, darn it.
And now when I meet someone that goes out and stuff, I'm like, well, hello. As I'm like covering my face because I was like, who have you been around? Because it's like,
germs. We're so off topic, but
so off topic.
Much like the movie, we're covering a lot of ground.
Exactly. Y'all will enjoy this, I'm sure.
No, I really liked the movie. I do feel like the daughters were kind of pushed to the side.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're just kind of there.
Yeah, they're kind of cool. There to kind of help it along.
Right.
But, yeah. Especially, like, they definitely left. She left her daughters alone with, like, the ghost thing. And then she comes back in, and they run, and they're crying, and she's like, it's okay. And then she, like, literally pushes them.
Sometimes you gotta push a child.
But I was like, why would you leave? Why would you leave your kids alone? I mean, I guess the aunt was there, but I was like, picture how traumatizing that is to see your aunt get possessed by this, like, lizard guy.
I'd probably be like, you know what? We don't really want to hang out with Aunt
and
Julie
also,
anymore.
The older aunts left them with them.
Yeah!
And they're like, here's a piece of rope. This should protect you. It's like, I'm sorry, you should take the kids because you know something really bad's going on. But whatever, I
like
guess
they need to handle this on their own.
It's like, clean up your own
It is
messes.
Not time for your wisdom, Gandalf.
No!
And get your flying eagles over here!
Because it's like, listen, like, you can't gamble kids' lives and, like, I hope they figured it out.
Oh, yes, we can!
Oh, my God.
But gosh, I hope they figure it out. It'll be really bad if they don't.
Yeah, for real. It's like the guy could have killed them or something. Most likely. He's a murderer.
Yeah.
He's a serial killer!
I love that twist! I love that twist. Where they're like, we can't tell anyone, we'll go to jail. And they're like, we've been looking for the serial killer for several years. And I'm like, so you did a community service.
And Tana's like, I still don't see the problem.
He was an assaulter.
Oh, and can we just talk about how terrible they are at murdering people?
Yeah.
They kept his car, guys, with the license plate on there.
I was
they
like,
kept it.
Dude.
They didn't clean the crime scene
no.
either. He was putting off the belladonna, the one.
Yeah.
He was brushing it off the seat and putting it in
oh
a bag.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I've listened to too many true crime docs.
And they had 3 days to clean after themselves.
Right.
3 days. I mean, that's not how I would do
oh,
it.
Oh, come on. We said too much.
We said too much.
We said too much.
They already know what we'd do. We'd throw them in a swamp and see who's against us one day.
I know. We've watched way too many true crime docs. Like,
honestly, we're from Louisiana, too. That, so, too. Like,
there's a lot of murderers here.
Yes. And it's like, honestly, if you don't walk outside the door knowing exactly how you're going to defend yourself, you won't survive.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The South.
The South.
we're
just full of survivors down here, guys.
Right. That's why I would love to have a Squid Game, but, like, exclusively in the South. Because that would be interesting.
And
without killing people, just to see.
Well, because I was like, listen, the people that were holding the guns would have gotten taken over so fast. Do you want to hear a twist about the Squid Games?
Sure.
Okay. If you look in the background where they're sleeping and stuff, the more the
oh, yeah, the drawings of the games.
Yes, it's all the games are there the whole time.
I did notice that, and I was like, why don't they just look at the wall and see what they have to do next?
You noticed that while I was playing?
Yeah.
I did not. I read about that today.
Oh.
I was not as observant.
No, but they never brought it up, so I never thought it was important.
No, that was exactly each game in order.
But they took down the bunk. The bunk beds were more aesthetically pleasing the way that they were. I don't know why I said pleasing.
Pleasing.
I can't speak. Everything is dark. Cavewoman.
Cavewoman.
Ooga chaka.
Well, I guess that's all we have to say about
Practical Magic
and everything else in our lives.
Yeah, it's a little vlog.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a vlog.
A little bit about us.
This is what happens whenever we watch a good movie.
Right.
So I guess to end it, would you keep the movie as it is? Would you rewrite it? Would you just scratch it?
I mean, I think I would maybe cut down on, like, all the subplots going on, just because it is a lot. But otherwise, I mean, I really enjoyed it. I really liked the characters. So, honestly, the plot didn't even matter because I was like, the characters.
Honestly. I think I would make some points a little bit more known, like when they were getting drunk and they were insulting each other.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you kind of thought it was funny the whole time. And then they're like, oh, something's bad happening. I'm like, we do that on a normal basis. Like,
right.
We call each other names all the time. Like, this
it's
is normal.
A form of love.
Yeah. So I think I would make those kind of points, I would hit them harder than what they did.
Yeah.
And same with the kids finding out that the guy was actually her true love. Hit that harder to where people realize it.
It's a little parent trappy for me.
It's very
that
true.
Whole scene where they're like,
oh,
he
flips
the pancakes. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's like we didn't understand what you were trying to say.
What are you saying, child?
I know that they're saying something. I just don't know what it is.
Stop speaking in tongues.
You're like, you're very cute. I just don't understand what you're saying.
Right.
But anyway, we will talk to y'all later. I think next up we have...
I don't know what we have next up. I haven't thought that far ahead.
We have a movie.
There is a movie. Tune in next time.
For another movie.
Yeah, be sure to follow us on Instagram. And we do have a website. I don't have the domain yet. Yes. But I will post it somewhere soon.
Yes, don't worry about that. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.